Hi, I'm Ed Bajarski. I'm a master gardener, and this is Garden Talk on Juno Afternoon. Cleaning out our greenhouses, cleaning out our hoop houses, and then also cleaning up our outdoor garden beds. And perhaps, again, assuming the ground is not frozen, you can even be mixing in compost. You can be mixing in some garden fertilizer, especially the organic fertilizers, which may take a while for the soil microorganisms, worms, bacteria, good fungi, to break down into forms which will be usable by the seedlings or plants that you will later be putting in the ground. I mean, gardening is kind of a competitive sport. As soon as you do that garden cleanup, we're looking at this being mid-March, we can be directly seeding in radishes and mustard greens and spinach because they will germinate in that cool soil, or they will just wait until that soil warms up to the magic temperature that they want that they will germinate. And then you've got to be watching one sunny day where it's maybe 50 degrees outdoors, but with the sun shining through the clear plastic on the soil, that soil can get 70 to 80 degrees in an hour or two, which can potentially fry those tender little plants. So I've got some beds which are completely bare. I've got our other garden beds which still have a foot of snow on top of them. You could sprinkle wood ashes on top. You could sprinkle sand on the surface. You might go to some of the local coffee places who generate an amazing quantity of coffee grounds and sprinkle the coffee grounds on the snow to make it melt faster. Or, you know, if you, rather than going to the gym to work out, you can go out there and shovel it off the beds. Once you do that shoveling off, if your beds haven't been covered with that clear plastic, cover them up so you can get to that ground sooner and plant sooner. Starting out, want to build a garden box or two. Cardboard first. Cardboard is your friend. Flatten it out. Get at least two layers of cardboard on the lawn. 2 years later, that cardboard, it disappears because on top of the cardboard, we're going to build a box of some sort. First with some lumber, at least 6 inches deep. Go for a foot if you can get foot wide boards. And then start filling that box. I start out with horse manure. If you go to the local stables, you can haul away the stuff for free. In a 12-inch deep box, I'll put in 6 inches of horse manure. On top of that, I'll put a little bit of organic fertilizer. I might use some wood ashes in there. I use rock phosphate. We mentioned the coffee grounds. That goes in there. It's a very fine material. Again, it breaks down pretty quickly. I usually do this in the fall. I'll bury fish, you know, the fish scraps. Seaweed, if you can get it also. Brewer's grain is another item which is available. Again, better if it's composted. Or if you've got some good compost of your own, put that in there. And then on top of all of these other things, put 6 inches of topsoil. When I fill, I mean, I talk about filling a box, it will be heaping in the center because I know that all this horse manure, brewer's grain, and other stuff is going to break down and will settle. So the center of my beds, my new boxes, may be filled 4 inches higher than the sides. And they'll break down. So again, you can put your plastic on top of that after you build these boxes. You know, give them a month or so to settle, for the critters to work in there, for the fertilizer to become more available before you plant into that. Garden Talk is produced by KTOO's Shelley Delaney. I'm your host, Ed Bajarski. If you have questions, please send them to me at edbajarski@hotmail.com, spelled edbuyarski@hotmail. You can also find us on the web at ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon. It's always gardening season in Juneau, at least in my neighborhood. Spring is coming.